For years, the condemned population of our society has been experiencing vulnerability caused by our failure as a society to embrace our humanness to help those who most need it. And although doing the right thing isn't always the easiest, Brian Stevenson has managed to create a career out of helping the marginalized communities that reside in our backyard. Stevenson's refreshing stance on mercy is slowly redefining American culture into one that embraces the disadvantaged rather than condemning them.
I think we have a system that treats you better if you're rich and guilty than if you're poor and innocent. It's a system that presumes the guilt of black and brown people. It's a system that's been compromised by politics and that tolerates a lot of unreliability.
The validity of one's life shouldn't be dependent on their socioeconomic status nor their race. However, capital punishment does exactly that. Withheld from humane practices, our justice system that's deprived of mercy promotes injustices that undermine the marginally disadvantaged within our society. America's history has been painted by the continuity of injustices promoted through these systems that replace hope with fear in communities around the nation. Stevenson's Equal Justice Initiative organization confronts these issues within our society, hoping to promote a more humane world that protects those that cannot protect themselves.
A black man wrongfully accused of killing a young white woman, it was almost as if they couldn't make the connection. He was actually miles from the crime when the crime took place, surrounded by dozens of black people who could confirm his innocence. And he was largely prosecuted because he had had an affair with a young white woman, which provoked people to see him as this dangerous person.
Walter McMillan was convicted for the murder of a white woman. Let it also be known that McMillan himself was a black male living in an era of extreme prejudice and racial division. The true character of our society was displayed when McMillan was convicted and sentenced to death row after only a day on trial. McMillan's skin color made him vulnerable to the harsh reality that the condemned within our society face, a reality that's been conceived through a lack of proximity to those most vulnerable. Unfortunately, McMillan isn't the only black male in America facing a lack of justice, as African Americans are incarcerated in state prisons across the country at more than 5 times the rate of whites. The alarming rate of incarceration in America is what inspired Stevenson to stand trial for cases like those of Walter McMillan. In an interview conducted by Rich Fail, Stevenson makes a coherent argument that
the criminal justice system gives you an opportunity to push against that resistance, the arrogance of never having to say, I'm sorry.
Emphasizing the fallibility that our justice system withholds. As a black member in society, Brian Stevenson was determined to fight against the injustices and evident corruption embedded in our judiciary in hopes that the community may come to acknowledge the unjust and inhumane consequences put forth on the defenseless.
Eventually, with the help of Brian Stevenson and his Equal Justice Initiative organization, McMillan's conviction of capital murder was overturned in 1993. Providing legal services through his organization, Stevenson continues to address the lack of compassion within our justice system through actively helping the most vulnerable and incarcerated populations. The work of Stevenson's organization continues to heal the injustices faced by marginalized communities, creating a new era in America in which compassion triumphs over hate. Through challenging the racial narrative in America, Stevenson provides communities that are marginalized by race and economic status with newfound hope. Stevenson's proximity to the condemned communities in our society allowed him to garner a true understanding of the corruption-riddled justice system that continues to undermine those most vulnerable in our society. His endless devotion to seeking compassion to the most vulnerable people sets the blueprint for a new America, an America where our vulnerabilities are celebrated rather than condemned.
The story of mercy and redemption is what Brian Stevenson strives to accomplish through the Equal Justice Initiative organization and his work as a public servant. Stevenson believes that we have a choice. We can embrace our humanness, which means embracing our broken natures and the compassion that remains our best hope for healing, or we can deny our brokenness, forswear compassion, and as a result, deny our own humanity. Without a doubt, Stevenson has lived up to his own words and continues to fight for justice to heal our communities. Therefore, we as a community must embrace each other's vulnerabilities or continue to ignore them and be implicit in the injustices the marginalized communities continue to face.